The Forest Service wants to allow the harvesting of more than 5,000 acres of timber in Ashland County, near Clam Lake. 3 years ago, federal judge Lynn Edelman in Milwaukee said an analysis of what's known as the Cayuga Project did not look closely enough at the cumulative impact of timber sales. But Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest Supervisor Jeannie Higgins says a newly released final environmental impact statement does a better job of protecting the forest. Higgins says it also better protects the habitat of an endangered member of the weasel family, the pine marten.
That's what we incorporated into the Cayuga Project, was the habitat components that the pine marten needs. And we believe that the timber harvest, as well as the activities that we have planned, are compatible with continuing to support the pine marten's existence.
Under its revised plan, the Forest Service would delay logging on about 40% of the Cayuga Project for 4 years while the agency works with the state to put more pine marten into the Shawamigan-Nicolet. But the revised analysis doesn't satisfy David Zaber of the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
This continues this National Forest effort to have too much logging in too many of the wrong places and too often. We need a moratorium on these sales until the new administration can review them.
The release of the new Forest Service document kicks off a 45-day comment period before Judge Edelman takes another look at the timber harvesting plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.